In France, Nicolas Sarkozy will today become the first former president of France to stand trial on corruption charges. The man who led France from 2007 to 2012 is accused of trying to bribe a judge. The trial is expected to last 3 weeks, and if found guilty, the former president could face up to 10 years in prison. And this bribery charge is just one of many legal challenges Nicolas Sarkozy is facing. Dominique Moisy is a political scientist and senior advisor to the French Institute of International Relations. Joins us from Normandy. Dominique Moisy, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you.
Nicolas Sarkozy will face court later today, our time. What charges is he facing, and what's at stake for him, but for French politics perhaps more broadly?
Well, it would be the first time in the history of the Fifth Republic that a former president would be accused and judged for corruption. So it is a very big symbolic moment. But as you mentioned in your introduction, it's one of the many trials Nicolas Sarkozy has been on, one of the many accusations he's faced with. And a few days ago, he was very successful when a testimony accusing him of corruption again, having received money from former leader of Libya, Mr. Gaddafi, just reverse his testimony and say, no, I'm wrong, I was badly understood. I never said that Sarkozy received money from former President Gaddafi. So it is a big issue, but one that seems to mobilize, in fact, the former president of France. And some people are even saying, well, maybe he will awake to new ambitions and try to see whether he can return to politics.
Wow.
If he survive these attacks.
Okay, well, let's break it down a bit, because as we've said, there's a number of charges. We'll go to the Gaddafi money in a moment, that allegation. But the corruption trial is about, the allegation is that Nicolas Sarkozy tried to bribe a judge. What is this allegation? What was he allegedly trying to do? He denies it all. He calls it a scandal that will go down in history. He says he's not a crook. But what is he accused of doing here?
Well, of proposing, supposedly, a judge that he would appoint him to a very comfortable position in Monaco if the judge was revealing some secret of the inquiry. So, of course, it's a very big accusation, but the president has denied any reality behind it, and said, "Well, that's absurd. I never played into that game."
And what evidence? Presumably, these charges would not be made lightly against a former president. Is there a bank of evidence that has been made public? And how does Sarkozy and his defense? How do they refute that?
Well, like in the previous cases, there are many suspicions, but no evidence. There are many stories, but no proof. So it's still an open debate. Was the president unique in his approach, or have the judges against him being partial in their attempt to put the blame on the former president of France?
There is tension. There has been tension always between the judiciary and Sarkozy when his time as presidency.
Yes.
But this is a charge, a particular charge of bribery and influence peddling. What does the judge at the heart of it say? Has he been called? Has he been charged?
Not yet. Not yet. So it's we are waiting to see what will happen in the weeks to come. And, of course, this charge of corruption as something new. But I would say there is still interest. But the French have other worries, like, of course, fighting event against COVID-19. And there's maybe less passion. And slightly one senses some sense of understanding even for the former president of France. And if by the end of the day he was not guilty. And the mood is evolving slightly. And it reveals, of course, the disillusion with the present French leadership, the lack of alternative leaders. And one senses among the conservatives that maybe they are looking at Nicolas Sarkozy as the savior of their cause if he can surmount these accusations. So it's politically charged, and it has a lot of, political consequences for the future, not only of Sarkozy, but potentially for the future of the country.
That would be quite extraordinary, because he was not very popular there for quite a while after his presidency.
No. But it's something one senses.
Yes.
Could the return of Sarkozy become a reality if he survives the trial in the next few weeks?
Just briefly, Dominique, that might depend on one of the other charges, the one we mentioned at the start, whether he got this loan, this money in 2007 for his campaign from Gaddafi. Why would Gaddafi be lending the French president this huge amount of money? More than $50 million, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, to have influence on him, for Gaddafi's Libya, it was very little, and to say, well, to play a role in French politics, and to make sure that the candidate is supporting will return the favor in political, commercial, strategic terms. So it's not inconceivable.
Okay. Well, it will play out over the next 3 weeks. Dominique, thank you for joining us again on Breakfast.
Please. Thank you.
Dominique Moisy, political scientist and a senior advisor to the French Institute of International Relations.